And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us in thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan fallen as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Luke 10:17-20. To have one's name written in heaven is the most desirable thought that can occupy the mind. The hope of life after death is that which takes the sting out of dying. As the Apostle Paul said, For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:53-57. On the other hand, to live with the thought of eternal punishment brings grief and sorrow. No hope of attaining a better place, but the reality of being eternally separated from God. Jesus said concerning this condition, It is good for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Mark 9:47-48. For a man to know that he is going to heaven can only be obtained through an understanding of the Scriptures. The Apostle Paul said, But we received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Spirit teacheth, combining spiritual things with spiritual words. 1 Corinthians 2:12-13. And again, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is revealed a righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, But the righteous shall live by faith. Romans 1:16-17. As Paul also affirmed, So belief cometh of hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Romans 10:17. This principle was first set forth by the Lord, saying, No man can come to me except the Father that sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. It is written in the prophets, And they shall all be taught of God. Everyone that hath heard from the Father and hath learned cometh unto me. John 6:44-45. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the prayer of the Lord to the Father concerning the apostles, saying, Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. As thou didst send me into the world, even so sent I them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. Neither for these only do I pray, but for them also that believe on me through their word. John 17:17-20. Is your name written in heaven?